Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. Let's head into Bucksport to find out what's happening there.
Good morning, Amy. It's Paula Key from Bucksport's Wednesday on Main. I'm thankful to have this opportunity to remind people that we have an amazing group of young musicians from the Kneisel Hall Summer Music Festival appearing in Bucksport this Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Alamo Theater. These are the young artists on tour, and they are the next generation of fabulous chamber music players. They're so impressive. So please join us 7 o'clock at the Alamo. It's $10 suggested donation at the door, and it's a fundraiser for Kneisel Hall. So help us do that. Hope to see you there. The following few weeks are incredibly amazing, as always. Barcelona on August the 5th, in concert to benefit the Bucksport Animal Shelter. Sign up at Eventbrite, $20 a ticket, plus make another donation, and we'd be glad. All the proceeds for the whole evening will go toward the effort to build a new animal shelter here in Bucksport, which is very, very much needed. The following week, the 12th of August, we have Trio Mundo, a trio from Boston. They do a little chamber music, but they also have a nice Latin influence because their guitarist is from Cuba, and they'll be amazing. 5:30 at the Alamo, suggested is $10 at the door. And the wrap-up for the season is the most incredible, Darling Corey, August the 19th. Please sign up for your seat reservation through Eventbrite, $10 at the door suggested, August 19th, 5:30. And that's the wrap for the season, but we've got a lot more coming in December. So check the website, bucksportwom.com. Thank you, Amy, for having us here today, and we'll look forward to seeing you all at the Alamo Theater.
Thanks, Paula Key. Tonight in Belfast, the Wild Blueberry Collective and Westcock are collaborating to present The Blueberry Blues, a Canadian documentary at the Colonial Theatre. The Westcock is a collaboration of food and medicine providers rematriating Wabanaki lifeways by engaging with their kinship responsibilities and reclaiming traditional foods and healing. They prioritize restoring Penobscot Bay region as a Wabanaki food hub. The Wild Blueberry Collective is a women and two-spirit-led nonprofit. They're working to purchase and protect 158 acres of blueberry land in Searsport, noting that Maine has lost more than 100,000 acres of wild blueberry land in less than 100 years. Gloria Pierce, speaking on behalf of the collective, says, quote, "The land we are hoping to conserve has been machine harvested and sprayed for years. We are looking forward to working with Westcock to harvest and manage these barrens in a less invasive, more traditional way," end quote. The film being shown tonight is a 2025 documentary, The Blueberry Blues, that focuses on the wild blueberry harvest of northern Canada, where migrant and local harvest workers connect through music. Directed by Andres Livoff, the film had its premiere as one of the closing night films at the Camden International Film Festival. This one-night special presentation is taking place tonight at 6:30 at the nonprofit Colonial Theatre in downtown Belfast. 50% of the evening's proceeds will go towards the Wild Blueberry Collective's mission. You can get tickets in advance at colonialtheatre.com. That's theatre with a R-E at the end, or at the door if they're available. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.